Welcome to the Space Show, Peter.
Thank you, Andrew.
What is SETI?
SETI is an acronym standing for the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, and it's a NASA program that will begin observations in October of 1992, looking for evidence of signals from civilizations that might exist elsewhere in the galaxy.
And I believe you're using that to hang an educational program in the United States.
Yes, we are. Over the last several years, we've been, my colleagues and I have been invited to many schools to lecture to children of all ages, and we noticed how well the children reacted to the idea of extraterrestrials. You know, they're familiar with them from movies and from TV, but we were able to use the idea of extraterrestrials to get the attention of the children and hold it for an entire hour and tell them about how stars worked, how planets formed, how life evolved. And it got us thinking that perhaps this could be something that would be useful for teachers. And so about 2 years ago, some of my colleagues banded together with educators from the university, San Francisco State University, and a teacher in Evergreen State College in Washington in the U.S. To put together a proposal to use the concept of life in the universe as a unifying theme for a science program of developing science supplementary materials for teachers in grades 5 through 8. And it was very warmly received by the National Science Foundation and was funded. And we're now at the stage of actually testing some of the materials.
What age level would grades 5 to 8 be?
That would be children from about 10 or 11 years old up through perhaps 14.
Right. And the teachers, of course, are all for it, I guess?
Well, in fact, we took an interesting approach. I don't know if it's unique, but we brought teachers in very early. We came up with a few ideas of our own in our team, and then invited teachers to attend a workshop through the summer. And the teachers themselves developed the materials with assistance from the project team and scientists from the SETI project, working hand in hand. And the teachers developed the materials in the summer. We even had a few 12-year-old kids in to test out some of the materials, and they were rather critical in some of their assessments of the early materials. And during this past year, these original teachers have been testing the materials in their own classrooms. In the coming summer, we will be developing a second generation, a revised set of materials, and developing new materials for other grades. These will then be tested by other teachers who did not participate in the development to see if they can be transferred easily to other teachers. And then after another year of testing, we hope to distribute these materials nationwide in the U.S. and throughout the world.
So what exactly do the students do in the class?
Well, in one grade, they first learn about the sun, what makes the sun give off light and heat, how stars form, how our solar system formed. And once they understand how the Earth formed and what makes the Earth a good place to live, they're invited to invent their own star and their own solar system. And they have to come up with a planet that is suitable for life. They have to figure out what distance from the star it can be, how big it can be, what kind of atmosphere it can have. They get to arrange the continents on their planet. They're each given a ball on which they draw the continents and the oceans. They have to draw in the wind currents and show how they circulate around the equator and around the continents. They have to talk about what kind of weather would be present on that planet and where life would evolve there.
It sounds like the sort of activity that could well go even higher than the age levels you've suggested.
Yes, we targeted this particular age level because there are a number of studies showing that this was the age where kids started to get diverted away from science and from maths. So we wanted to capture them while they were still interested in things like science.
Yes, that's one of the problems we have here in Australia, is that students, sometime after they after primary school, but before, you know, during secondary school, they switch off to mm-hmm. science in droves.
Yes, yes. So we wanted to capture their attention and present this material to them in a way that would be very creative and exciting, you know, in which they could participate in the learning process. And by doing it for several grades, this concept could be repeated. In a later grade, they would look at sending a mission to Mars or Venus to search for life, and they would have to design a spacecraft. First, they would have to choose which planet they wanted to visit. They would have to design a spacecraft that could go there, design the experiments that they would conduct with that spacecraft, and even run some prototype experiments right there in the classroom, you know, perhaps involving studying photosynthesis or studying bacteria or something. And then at the end of this session, that might span an entire year or half a year, they would have to write a paper that was basically a proposal to NASA to accept their spacecraft design and launch a probe to Mars or Venus.
Oh, absolutely brilliant. And how much does it cost the schools to buy this equipment? Well, what's involved in the actual kit that they get?
The idea is to make this so inexpensive that the average teacher can purchase it themselves.
Well, thank you for joining us this evening on The Space Show, Peter.
Thank you, Andrew. My pleasure.